So this is the third hour of August 4th, Tuesday Live with Linda. And Teresa Cottarelli is just demonstrating a wrap that we've, Ferry has asked how he can help the shoulders. We'll just see about this range of motion. But this is a different one that gives confidence and a nice feeling. So if you show that, Teresa, then you can go to bed and then we'll get the shrug wrap with Nancy.
Okay. So I put it.
Sorry, can I just interject really quick? My question is not about shoulder per se, it's about range of motion in general. But we can use shoulder as an example.
Oh, I thought it was range of motion in your shoulders.
No.
Where?
No, I was just asking because I heard that talk from Anki, I believe, talking about shoulder range of motion. So I'm just curious if you can talk
general. Take the fingers behind your back.
Stay with this right now because this is really helpful to all of you.
Okay.
And Anka can go ahead and speak, Teresa. So you
okay. I would say, is not for shoulder especially. It's really to get your back bend. How do you say hold? In a good position, so I put this
upright, your posture
upside, and I cross it behind, and this part is always so difficult. We have a low back pain, and it holds, it keeps you
stand
also
up,
when
stand up, stay up so we can see, stay up so we can see where we're attaching it.
You can see it now.
Come,
it's a little bit short, this wrap, that's why I can't, but I do can fix it.
Tip
so
your
now,
screen a little more so we can see where you're just tying a knot in the front.
Like that?
In
Is that better or like
front.
That?
No, I can see the back. Now turn the front and see the front.
And this is the front. You
no,
know?
But down where you're fastening it at your belt. We can't see your belt. Below your belt.
Yeah. Winnie, I'll take off this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now,
it's
that,
very simple.
Yeah, it's a very simple, but it's a very nice feeling of your
effective.
Back.
And yeah.
Also, sitting at the computer, it just reminds
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And great. Now I'm not tired anymore.
Okay.
And anyway, this is a good suggestion for students when they are stressed for exams. So I tell them if they have studied, it's okay. So if they don't study, it doesn't work. But you have to study and to get the exam. And they put it under the t-shirt.
Beautiful.
And they hold it the whole exam, and really it helps also in emotion stress situation.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. If you could guide, I'll be right back in a second. If you can, Nancy, if you could putting that on.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can
okay.
Hear
yes.
You.
I'm trying to figure this out here. Okay. So, I did this. I'm following the instructions in the book. if you are applying the wrap to yourself, take a single band and tie or Velcro the two ends together. So,
what book is this?
Two... Huh?
What book is this?
It's from Robin and Robin Hood, sister of Linda. She made this all wrapped up for humans, for horses, and for dogs. It's fantastic. You can't. You just can get to try to do. You can do it like they say. And if you feel to do it, just do it and feel it. It's a question of body awareness. You know.
You can get it as a download too on the Tellington Touch website. You can download it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not quite sure how if I'm doing this correctly. Okay, so I put this over the shoulder and put it behind my back and just slip it up, put my other arm through it like it's too loose. But does that look right in the back?
Yeah, but we can't see the lower part. You have to change a little bit. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, but it's just too loose. So, all right, I'll make it tighter.
And the interesting thing for fairy, I would say, is when you feel it on your body and you take it off, and you will still feel the how it was. That's the information.
So I think it's still too loose. Is this right?
No.
It should be crossed on the back.
It's not? Right.
No. You know what Robin does? She ties it together and then makes a figure eight. Let's see.
Makes a figure eight.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Makes a figure eight. Put this arm through it.
You're getting close.
It's behind, behind.
Behind. Okay. Behind. Yeah. I should obviously use this more often. All right.
Well, I forget about it, and I really liked the one that Teresa did for me because of my lower back thing that just is stiff. But
May I tell you, Linda, what I said yesterday? Because of the work I did for 4 hours, and I really had such a low back pain, and I did what you suggested the last time, you know, this. Can you see?
Yes, perfectly, yeah.
And it's just fantastic. And I made it also with the snail's tail.
Yep.
And
quarterback.
I have to say that I really helped only with one little painkiller. I had to, because really I couldn't walk, but one. And here I am. And now I have a problem. I'm so way waken up that I don't want to go to bed anymore.
Okay. I can't remember when we said we'd start back. So,
sorry?
Wait till everybody gets back.
You said 3:45 or 3:45 for me.
What we'll do is make sure we'll get a few of these wrapped. So we'll ask people next time if you could just get any kind of these wrapped. We color these. So they don't have to be colored. We just like them for the animals and for us. More interesting than looking like
your iPhone.
Sorry. We if we could bring the next time. Bring some wraps next Tuesday and we can play around with these. This is what we do in classes, and we can do that if you could just get any kind of an ace wrap. It's way more fun if they're colored, but come on, we don't have them. We'll just use what we have and bring them in. I think rather than struggling with this, Linda, are you having any luck? And in terms of Anka, are you still with us? Can you see she may have gone to bed?
I believe she's gone, Linda.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about it next week. Okay.
Can you share some general strategy, though? Like, how would you approach range of motion issues?
Well, the point is, you go to where the problem is. Like, what is the issue? what range of motion? The reason that she mentioned about the arm, now think about this. This guy was not able to do up his seatbelt, and he hadn't been able to for quite a while. And he couldn't lift his arm, and he could suddenly just lift his arm just from the circular touches. Now it's simply, and this is in terms of range of motion, we've done this so many times. Oops, let me get back to this other view. This just doing circles like all around this shoulder, all around. That's all it is. I mean, it's really interesting. And if you would do this consciously, like really paying attention, and I'd like you all to do this. Now just follow me. I'm using now my middle finger because it's the longest. Now other things are on, but I'm in this case, like really, I'm thinking of a guy years ago in a class in Switzerland that was having issues lifting the arm. This is before we were using wraps at all. And I spent probably a good 20 minutes. Now I just switched to the middle finger. And I'm simply like, I'd like you all to try just whichever fingers are easy. Just bringing awareness in a non-threatening way all around this joint. I'm going to come down here. Now, this is interesting for me because I haven't taken the time to do this. Now, right now, what? That's so interesting. There's no jutting out here. Look, if I raise that, maybe you can see the bone sticking out? That's my subluxation. and now if I turn it, rotate my hand out, it's there. Now, so I haven't talked to this actual this particular joint, and I'd like you all just to I'm using now what we call a three pressure, and as I'm moving my arm a little bit until now I can get right under this that's sticking out there. Now I'll move it. And instead of thinking, oh my God, that's really yucky, I just think, oh, that's really interesting. Doesn't bother me. Because otherwise, you know, if it bothered me, you might think, Ellen, you should have shoulder surgery. But why? I have total strength here. And now, see, this is what I was told, Theory, that I would not be able to lift this arm. Now, as I reach out, if I reach out across the sink, I might have to just catch like this, my fingers on the end of a spout to be able to come back. Because to take it back, I can do this now. This is interesting. Just after this less than a minute, oh my God, of doing this, I can bring this back. Now, I hadn't been able to do that. You know how it is, you don't think, because I could just fix it by helping some other way, but any limitation you had. Now that was definitely a limitation. Now I can't straighten this elbow, see 100%. I don't know if you can see that. It's pretty good. But I have a plate here and five screws, and they thought maybe they caught it in such a way that they couldn't quite straighten it. But I have full strength in it. I can lift a lot. Doesn't bother me. So I just want you to feel this. I want, look at the way my fingers are moving. Feel like move your fingers. Now I'm doing something between my thumb and I'm doing a little lift. I'd like you to feel this. And now I'm using my thumb. Look. Now I'm using the beautiful pad of my thumb and sometimes other parts. And now I'm moving my pelvis, Fairy, and all of you. I'm not just sitting still in the chair. Look, if I just sit still and hold my breath and just like focus on it. No, not so interested. Not so interesting. Start moving a little bit. and start exploring. Wait a minute. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, interesting. Now I'm using, like, right here. I'm going with a four pressure. Why? Just because it's interesting. I don't need it. More interesting when I do this little slide. Now the thumb. Now this side wants some of this. So can I do it? I mean, you guys, this is a miracle that I can use this arm to reach over and touch this, because I haven't been able to reach that far before. This is fantastic. And if you have a place where you can't reach, like I'm going to focus, where is it easy? Yeah. Right here. I'm gonna move. Look at my fingers. Forefinger, middle finger, play. Say hello to your fingers, ring finger, little finger. I love the way my sister Robin Hood teaches it, so she gets you using all your fingers like this. Now, let's just play a little bit. Now, look at the difference in, you can see the elbows, my two elbows now. Interesting, isn't it? See, my left one doesn't come up any more than that. That's because of this subluxation. Yeah, so what? Just celebrate what I can do. And let's see in another few months what that's able to do. And I'll play around like this. Just moving my pelvis now to move my shoulder. Follow me, play with this a little. Just take this opportunity to play. And like, we don't do this, do we? We don't do this much, just playing around. Yeah. Now I'm holding my hands up and I'm just moving my pelvis. And I've got the advantage of being on a swinging chair, so it's really fun because I can move my chair. Oh, now my neck feels great. Nice. So, when you ask the question, Gary, like, how do we address range of motion? It's always toward, pretty much towards some issue that doesn't work. Let's see, oh, this side, I can't move my ribs quite as much. Ah, always, it's interesting. And then, you know, what Teresa was showing, taking your hand back here and doing whatever you can. Let's just all, I'd like you to stand up a moment. And let's do this. Now I'm using right now that part of my hand, my wrist rather. And I haven't taken the time to do this since I've been injured. I actually haven't been able to do this because I didn't dare to move my pelvis before because it would catch. And I wasn't sure if I'd cracked something until yesterday. I finally got enough range of motion that it's okay. I don't have any catching pain anywhere. Thank heaven. Because, man, I met that cement really hard. Now look at how I'm using my hand. Sorry, for those of you on the phone, I'm folding my hand and I'm using the chimp touch between the first and second joint. And I'm starting down, now we did the back, now I'm coming up the right side of my abdomen, just my whole belly area getting up here, making this horseshoe form down toward the left. hip joint. Okay. That feels good. Yael, did you, your hand is still up. Did you get to say as much as you'd like or ask as much as you'd like?
Yes, I did. I always have questions, so.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, go ask, because let's hear.
I'll lower my hand though. When I start exercising or exploring the movement, the key touch,
yes,
always start with the left hand. And it's not that I mean to, it's something that comes. I don't understand that. I don't know if anyone can understand that, but it's something that, you know, it's not thousands of times, but hundreds, yes. And so it's not by chance. My feeling is that maybe I'm softer with this one. So when I want to do something that's completely new, I try with this, but I don't know. I have no idea why it happens. No idea.
Well, I mean, it could be because it's said that if we want to use our intuition, you use more the left hand than the right. And maybe you heard that somewhere, sometime in your life, and that's influencing you. What happens if you switch hands and use the other?
So I do it with the other. It's okay. It's okay. It feels different, but it's okay.
Yeah. And I'd love to know how that is for other people. For me, I automatically use my right hand first. And I have to make myself use the left hand. That is, unless the two hands are working together and then, you know, on some place, and then they switch around and I don't know what's doing what. So, but I do the right hand the most.
Yeah. And
I have to make myself do that other hand. So, I don't know. I don't know that. Does that matter?
Wait, I have to wait until I get the answer.
Good. Okay. Great.
Okay. Linda?
Yes.
Ruby has something she wants to share with everyone.
Super. Ruby, yes.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I wanted to share with you all that I had the most lovely yoga class today on my lawn, which is a very mossy covered lawn. And I love my yoga classes in a semicircle and everyone's spaced out so I can see everyone. We're all part of the circle. And I have been including T-Touch in every class.
Right.
And in different ways and little tidbits of information about it and practicing it. And they keep coming back to me and saying, I don't know what's going on, but I have so much energy and feel so good when I leave here. And it's just a beautiful thing to incorporate that into a beautiful yoga practice. So thank you for...
How wonderful. I mean, and to share that, because this is why what we want to do. We need to have things we can help ourselves with, and to be able to give these simple, you know, which, like, can you share with us some of the like the parts that stand out in your mind that you share with your class?
Well, like I do some ear work with them when we're doing breath work. I do a lot of, you know, nice awareness, yeah, of the breath and the connection with the mind. And but when you do this, it takes you to a different place.
You know, and this meaning, for those on the phone, it's the ear T-touch that she's doing.
And it's almost like we get into this, I don't know if it's the same with other people, but the whole class, it's like a zone. When you start working on your ear, it's a connection. And I also do reflexology. So like you say, you know, it just, we do touch and then I have them work their feet some.
Beautiful.
Doing different things with their feet and just the connection with the two, the groundedness. That's why I truly believe, and the same with Morgane, I remember also you said that that snail's tail back was to relieve pain. And I always do that way. And I share it with the class too, because there's a lot of people suffering out here, and it's a beautiful tool to have.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And that snail's tail. And I discovered it in chronic pain is when I got it. Cause I can release pain like immediately. When I whack this arm, oh my God, it was swollen immediately. And I got into the pool and I ride on two pool noodles, like riding a seahorse. And I tried T-touching it. I couldn't touch this here, but I could touch the top of it. And so for 20 minutes in the water, I just touched the top of it. The swelling left and there was no pain. And this is like, this bruise hasn't been any worse than this from the beginning. But the whole time I was touching it, thank heaven it there and not here. Mm-hmm. I guess it actually hit there. It looks like that's cut, isn't it? So, but that's what that could have been. If I'd have hit that, that wouldn't have been good. So all I kept saying is, wow, thank heaven it's only here.
Yeah.
So what else? And sorry, what else with your yoga class? What other touches are you finding them, the feedback? That energy thing is wild, isn't it?
It is wild. And I have to share, I was making a baba ganoush from my eggplants from my garden. And for some reason, this music came on and it was just instrumental, but really moving energy. And then it pauses for like 10 seconds and it would come on again, the same repetitive one. So I started doing, you know, dancing around, making my baba ganoush, and just my spirit just was lifting it. And then when it was quiet, I had everyone stand because I started doing this. I felt the groundedness in my feet. We talk about all four corners and just staying grounded. The same with pulling down. There's something about staying grounded that really is always knowing where your groundedness is.
Beautiful.
So I did that today, and the energy, talking about the energy, when you would pause for the 10 or 15 seconds in between, the rush of energy that would come through your body just from being still after the energy, it was, I did Donna Eden's as well, and it's really nice to show how you can feel that energy.
Right, beautiful. Yeah. And in that pause, I mean, that is the pause of the still point in the cranial sacral work, the pause when the body is in that still point, that ideal state for healing. Mm-hmm. And the body takes over, it's so important. Mm.
And the smile also, I wanted to say, the snail's tail works best, you said, with that serotonin kicking in with the smile, and it really makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Because our tendency, you all, is as humans, when we focus on something, we hold our breath. Mm-hmm. And to consciously be breathing and smiling, whoa, I mean, that takes a little work in the beginning, a little really paying attention. And of course, when you're working with someone, how do you keep that smile? It may have to be an inner smile. You know, if you're working with someone in a lot of pain, if I'm working with someone with fourth stage cancer or extreme pain and they can't take pain medication, I'm not going to be sitting there with this big smile on my face, but it's an inner smile. And that's when I go to the wow factor. It's this is an honor to be being with this person at this point. Or if I'm with an animal, the same way.
I'd like to share something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
One of the most profound things is one of the T-Touch introduction things I took was in a store, so we couldn't have animals, so we worked on each other instead. And I remember the most important T-Touch lesson is the teacher told us to hold our breath and work on the other person. And the other person, she didn't even get two circles out, and I yelled at her to stop because it was so uncomfortable when she held her breath that I always remember almost always to smile when I'm working on a person or an animal, because I don't know if that works when we do it on ourselves, but when somebody else works on you and you ask them to hold the breath, you'll find out it doesn't feel good, and it will mentally affect you, because it was totally like day and night when you're focusing and going like this and not breathing and not smiling. It was, I go, stop it. Don't do it anymore. I don't want you to do it. Stop it.
Right.
So I just want to, people think that that's subtle, but it was very profound for us in the class. Nobody liked it when we weren't breathing and smiling. Yeah. We told the people to stop.
And Marjean, that is normal for people, for us to hold our breath unless we consciously choose to breathe. And that's why I use this in through the nose and out through pursed lips slowly to really make a difference. Thank you. Ruby, I don't think you were finished quite yet, were you? Where are you?
There have been many, many great moments of, well, the smile part is really something, because there are a variety of people there, and there was, some people are more comfortable moving freely than others. And to start loosening them up to get that smile, and just to be able to get people to feel good is such a pleasure. Out in nature, you know, when the robins, my nest had four, they just flew, I'm an empty nester now, and they're all around. They're just beautiful, and just the loons on the lake, and smiling and breathing are a gift, and just...
It's a huge gift. And, yeah. And you know, Fairy, I hope that this helps you, because it's confusing at first. You think, wait a minute, range of motion. So I'm just going to do some touches around this thing, around this joint. But the fact is, we have thousands of experiences of doing this and finding that simple, it's all we're doing is bringing awareness right around the shoulder joint. That's for those of you on the phone. I was just doing touches really close to each other, all around the shoulder joint. And I remember the person that I did this to in Switzerland many, many years ago. I can't remember it had some injury there. It wasn't painful. It was just limited range of motion. And all I did was bring awareness in this this really small, tiny circles. And coming not from the point of view of, oh, something's wrong, but just experience this connection. That's the message. Now, it's a little hard at first, I mean, to get this idea that could make a difference. But interesting. Sam, just using my forefinger right now on top of my shoulder. Now, just from doing that little bit that we did there, that will change your range of motion. That's what we know. And I'm sorry, we didn't complete the wrap with Nancy. Nancy, did you ever figure out how to get that shrug wrap on? Because I don't have the book with me, and I don't use that wrap, that because I like a more complicated one, but Roland has to put it on for me. I can't do it myself. And the beauty of that wrap when you get it right is you can just pop.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
So turn around so we can see. You make a figure eight and put your arms in is how Robin does it. Maybe I'll have her come on next Tuesday and show us, because she's really good at this. It's like I say, I don't use that one, because the one I use brings really does a little different thing. Can you?
It seems very, very high.
It's supposed to be high.
Okay. But
let me see. You want it just at the bottom of your shoulder blades, of your scapula. Let's turn again and stay. You talk, because when I talk, only I'm up here.
My shoulder blades.
Say something there. Yep.
Yeah, I have to pull it down a little bit. It wants put it to where go it's up.
Put it where it's comfortable.
Okay. Okay.
How does that? Turn again and see that, because that's good.
I think it's over my shoulder blades.
Where is the comfortable part for you? Make it comfortable.
Talk like this.
You come on, because talk.
This is good.
Well,
can
I can't
hear me?
See you unless you talk, because your picture isn't up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comfortable. It's just high up. It's higher than the picture in the book.
Then pull it down. It may be because it's catching on your dress and pulling up, isn't it? Because normally it comes just below the scapula, the shoulder blade.
Yeah. Maybe my back is too straight. I don't know. Not enough muscle tone.
Don't worry. It's perfect. It's perfect. It looks good. Come on. Okay. So the thing about this wrap, this is the one that I put on this guy, I started to tell long ago, and he hadn't been able to lift his arm. He'd been doing physical therapy for like weeks, and suddenly he said, look, I can put my arms up. And he was shocked. Come on, you guys, we don't know why that works like that. It's like,
yeah,
we've been seeing this for years. We don't understand it, but we have, it's really fascinating, and it's not like you do it tight. I like to put it on just so it feels comfortable, and that will vary from person to person. And if you ever are playing around with this with the book, because I know some of you have, and you put it on someone and they don't like it, get it off now. Do not argue with it, because it's not comfortable for every person. In all these years we've been doing this, we've had only one or two people where, oh, I don't like that at all. Trust that. This is your experience to say what your body needs. You never, ever force it. So.
Linda, yes. I like the one that the woman in Switzerland did.
Yes.
This fits me.
Teresa, yes. Let's see that. Because that, how does that feel?
This is different. Connects my shoulder, whole shoulder, shoulder blade area to my lower rib cage.
Nice.
I don't know, it feels secure.
I like that. I like it a lot. I don't know if that's even in the book. Maybe we've discovered Teresa has a new one, because I really like that too. Great. Thank you.
Sorry, Linda, can I just go back to your, yes, to your patches there? So you were doing, I think, what you call as the raccoon touch there?
Yes, the tips of the fingers. Yes.
Yeah, tips of the finger. So would you recommend doing that instead of the entire hand, instead of the entire palm?
No, what I did, I started off just to differentiate, and then I found my fingers. Like, it, my shoulder, for me, didn't want just the tips. I want the feeling. And then I've got the palm and the fingers. See, if I just use the palm, that's nice, calming, soothing feeling. It's undifferentiated. When I add, just try this, add the palm with your fingers. And then I started using like four, palm with forefinger, and then middle finger touches. And I'm using the whole finger. I'm not using, see, that's the whole wrap around.
So one finger at a time.
No, I'm just doing that because it's interesting. You can also do them all together. But look, when you do it one at a time, if you're ready to do it, feel what's the difference between one at a time and all together. Let's see if any of you, now my shoulder wants me to do the clouded leopard. In other words, to just take this section of my finger. That's what my shoulder's asking for me. Now that's the middle finger. That's the easy one. Now I'm going to do the forefinger. Now, why differentiate the fingers? Why not do them all together? Because I have to think more about it. I have to stay more present. And I'm activating different parts of my body that are connected to each part of that. So it's a great, yeah, differentiation rather than the whole.
I see.
What's comfortable. Play it. Now look, now right, my thumb wanted to get in the act. So I have my hand and my palm wrapped on it, but my thumb. Now look, this is another move between the thumb and forefingers. For those of you on the phone, I'm sorry you can't see this. Now I want to try this with my other arm. It's a little hard. I can't quite reach quite. I'm getting there. So Farah, do you feel a difference when you play around using different parts? Different fingers, different parts of the fingers. Now, and the thumb is like making this connection, and this arm is saying, yeah, that's too much. Gotta go a little easier here. Does that give you a little piece, Farah, to play with?
Yeah, I think so. So your strategy for differentiation is really try to be as small as possible in terms of surface area. In terms of surface area being touched.
Well, yes, and one of the things is just to then outline the whole body. Because now we're working, like you can work on some area that is, hurts, doesn't feel so good, don't like, keep your hands off. If that's the case, you have to go to the other opposite part of the body, and just start to get the trust to get to the part that doesn't want to be touched.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool.
Okay, play with that.
Sounds good.
Now, for those of you, we've got quite a few new to T-Touch people in here, or some of you who've only been using it a short time. That's nice, Lois. You're playing with that wrap. That's great. You can unmute yourself and we can. Yeah, that's right. And Teresa had it lower than that, and so did I. And I liked what Nancy did. Nancy brought it up higher. And that felt really good.
It feels good.
Nice, it does.
Because it's my mid-back that was bothering me.
Well, great. That's nice.
That's kind of well, these are ancient old ace wrap. They're ancient old. But it's funny. It's a little bit of support. It's just a little bit. Huh. That's kind of cool. That is cool.
And we have numbers of teachers, who will give this to kids, or like, I think Teresa was saying, students who are wearing this under their clothing. No, Anka was saying that, under their clothing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because nobody can see that you've got it on, and it's really supportive.
Huh. For anxiety, for testing. And
exactly.
That's really
cool.
Any
challenging situation.
Oh,
how are you doing, Karen? Inge Brightson. Lois, keep playing this and keep it on a while. Nancy, are you looking for the mute button? I mean, Karen, sorry, Karen Ingebrigtsen.
Okay.
There you are, hi.
Hi, where do you get the wraps then? Are they the stretching exercise wrap?
No, Amazon. I mean, the best quality, we've been buying these for years, is ACE, that's the brand.
They do you wraps of different lengths?
I think it's a pretty standard length, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I have an old one.
I that's what I grabbed too, and that thing doesn't do anything. I'm going to throw it away. Nice color, but and that's not an ace for some reason. I don't know how that got in that collection.
I was going to ask. My niece has a trigger thumb, she said, and I haven't seen what happens. But it feels like what you were showing with the working with the hand would be what would be very helpful to her on that.
Yeah. And if you think about it, explore, just like explore with, and the interesting, don't just work close to where it's painful. Right. Follow that line. This is what we did with Jewel and found out, you know, like 9 inches down from the knee, the pain was still there.
Right. And I did tell her that to follow and find out and work from that far point first.
Well, yeah, and around it. And it would be helpful if you could guide her on it because, you know, if you've never done it before,
yeah.
Not so simple. And do know that you can use the back of your fingers or the side of your fingers or the side of your hand. If you have stiff fingers, it's not a nice feeling to work on the other part of the body if you're feeling your fingers are stiff. So it doesn't matter. I can use like my whole cupped, oops, I'm going to get on a better view. My whole cupped hand, say my fingers are stiff. I can put my hand on and I can like, I have this nurturing feeling. Like I just imagine having a soft heart.
Right.
And I can do all of that in that way. Sure that you do what is comfortable. And that's where it's the awe factor. What can we do here together? It's that curiosity factor.
Right.
Makes a difference.
Thank you.
Linda.
Yes.
It's me, Lois.
Hi, Lois.
I found one that was newer. It's got more spring in it.
Yeah.
And it's more comfy and it stays put better.
Great.
Yeah. And so I tied it and it's like, I could do this under a loose shirt.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels good for my back.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna put that on. I'm gonna get a better wrap and put one on later because that would be really good sitting here.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. I know she's gone, but thank you, Teresa.
Beautiful.
So this wrapping here, are you actually doing any movements with it or are you just
You can. You don't have to, but you can just put it on. And I really encourage us next Tuesday. Judy, can you make a note, please, to make sure that we send it out to everyone to remind them if you can get, you know, a wrap like this, get an ACE wrap. You can get them in any drugstore. You'll find them. And the ACE wraps do work the best. And we'll wrap this because, oh my goodness, the changes that we've seen. And I just give you an example for just putting a wrap around the head, for instance, has had the effect of many people to have them see better. Hey, Donna, that's an idea for you. I don't know if we have Wendy and Francis with us today. I just haven't been able to check with
everybody. How do you wrap it exactly? On the forehead?
Yep. You just put around your forehead. You maybe have a wrap there. And the simplest way, or we had a woman in a class years ago here, because I do teach that for you a week long here in Hawaii each year. And she came and she had migraine headache all the time and she was on morphine. She could not function without morphine. And we just were exploring, playing around with the wraps, just trying them. And she put that wrap on, which is one of the basics we do. And suddenly her migraine was gone. And she kept it on the whole time. She wore it back on the plane. And then she got something that looks a little nicer and wore it every day. And she came back the next year. And as long as she had that on, she was okay. Now, what that's about? You know, I mean, it's a long time ago. I don't know why we didn't. I would have normally done hair slides and a lot of other stuff with her to see what you can do. But I'll always remember that woman. Got off the morphine, by the way. That was the thing. It was a really big thing.
Do you think that can be achieved with a simple hair, with a simple headband?
Simple for her, yeah. It doesn't mean it's always. You know, that's why You might be a different one. Do you have that book, Nancy? If you could just hold up the pictures and you'll see all kinds of different reps. That's what we do here in the classes. But we can play with them if everybody will. And I say play because you explore to find out what your body likes. I put this on a guy years ago in Austria, a veterinarian from Hungary, and he'd had an injury to a hip years ago and was always a little off, and put a wrap on and could walk normally. I mean, these things aren't logical. And another famous one of the stories in that book is a physical therapist who's also a T-Touch practitioner, put this on an 18-year-old student that she'd been working on since he was many years. He had polio before. And she put the wrap on him and he suddenly could kick his left leg, which he had not been able to do a normal kick with it. It was some kind of, I forget, martial arts. I forget which one. And suddenly he could do it. So, Fairy, these things aren't, we can't explain it logically.
Well, I mean, I can hypothesize a theory. I mean, it's probably giving feedback to proprioceptor sensors.
Yeah.
It's probably giving mapping information better to the brain.
And just think, one time, and he could suddenly do it.
You can do this to the limbs as well.
Yeah, interesting.
So can you do this to the legs and arms?
Absolutely. Nancy, can you hold that book up and just show them a little bit, all the different wraps? Thanks.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hold it up a little higher. I guess we don't have enough light on.
You can't see? Can you see it?
But you can't see it well, or I can't see it.
Okay.
In the book, there are all these different wraps. There.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Got to make a sound. All right. Yeah.
Anyway, we have a lot of different, it's just not enough light to really see clearly, I don't think. Well, wait a minute, let me get the different view on it. Now hold it up and see if that's any better.
Yeah, no, I think it works by sending information to the joints. I mean, a lot of the joints have proprioceptor sensors. That's probably what it does.
Could be. Like how come it take away a head pain that's been there for ages? Anyway, it doesn't matter, it did. Great. Thank you.
What's the origin of this wrap, Linda?
Oh, the origin of that's a good question, Fairy. I had a horse in a class in Virginia, gosh, over 20 years ago. And they had found this horse tied up in the woods and had rescued him. And he was terrified of anything around him. And we found for years, I have been using a figure eight rope on young horses to teach them to lead. So you can have it around the hindquarters and then around the chest. And so with a young foal, which I'm going to be doing with a mini foal, by the way, next week, you just bring them forward, a little tug on the rope behind, and you stop them on the chest. So we've been doing this and halter training foals with this for many years. So when this horse had so much fear around the hindquarters, like anything that moved, I wanted to just give him a feeling of where the tail is, where the hindquarters are. And we put this on him, but it was a little threatening, you know, because if it moved a little, it's still a little scary. And then we got the idea of putting an ACE wrap on, because when it's stretchy, it doesn't move in the same way. And boy, that was the beginning of a huge thing that we've been doing for years with horses. And then of course we do it with dogs. And Linda Helms, one of the things to do with Nancy Helms with your dog Linda is to put a half wrap on her. That really would help her. Not the full, not the horse wrap, the half wrap. And you could maybe put that on her while we're talking, actually. She must be in the room with you, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's actually, it's already on her, actually.
Oh, good. Can we see it?
Can you see her okay?
Yes, now we can see her. Yeah, but keep it on her. It was just on her for a second, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
Talk.
Want to say hello, Linda?
Hi. Nice.
Yeah. What?
Keep talking, because then we can see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oops. Yeah. So, I either use that or the a Roughwear Flagline harness, which has a handle on it. I keep that on her too. It's really lightweight. And if we're walking around outside, I can grab it if she's getting a little unstable.
Yeah. Try bringing the back wrap up a little higher on her back, more forward.
Sometimes I bring it down to here.
Mm.
So more like this, are you saying?
Yes, and instead of tying on the back, tie it on the side so it's flat over the top of her back.
It actually is, but her spine is over here.
Oh, okay, I can't see it, yep.
Yeah. She's got a lot of shears in her spine, according to this Patricia Corticus. Yep. So she's got like a lot of zigzagging in her spine. It's kind
what
of hard.
What happens if you take that wrap, the front part of the wrap, and bring it a little more toward her withers, a little more forward?
The front part?
Yeah.
This is her rough time of the day. She's not awake yet. And it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, I would just get a sense and ask your body with kinesiology, you know, where just kind of move it a little bit. It might be
okay.
An idea.
Okay, that's great. A good idea.
Yeah, super. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, what I would like to do is just see if we have any more experiences that you've had that you would be willing to share with T-Touch since the last Tuesday. Because when you share it, we actually put it out in the universe. Could help other people.
I could like to share something. And okay. Just get some feedback.
Yes, sir.
I've been through some trainings for all you people who don't know me. And I've had to like shut off my brain and just not worry about if I'm doing it right, but just do what feels good to me. You know, with the pressure, with the size of the circle, not worry about understanding or doing it a certain way. I thought about this when the woman from Israel was talking about she always uses her left hand. So it's almost like I have to just let my intuition take over and shut my brain down. And she seems to almost collapse when I just touch her and in a relaxed way. I mean, I hope this is okay.
Well, so what do you mean she collapses?
Well, if I'm holding, a lot of times I'll hold her here and she just lets her head go in my hand.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't she?
Well, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, that I do too.
She's relaxed.
That's what I wait for, right?
Yeah.
Why hold it up so high?
She seems to like this spot right here. I don't know if you could see it. Wait, maybe I should put this up high.
No, I can see. It's pretty good. It's good. We can all imagine this. If you have your own animals, we'll just do this for a moment, because this dog, Linda, is 15, and Nancy moved from Switzerland last year, and it's not so easy with this dog getting older.
No.
That's nice.
You know, what you say about looking at what's right, when she first started showing some age or whatever, I would panic and I would be horrified. And then I realized that when I'm looking at her like that, she's probably horrified that I'm horrified. So now when I look at her and I'm able to touch her, I'm so grateful for that.
And that's perfect, what you're doing, the way she's resting in your hand like that.
Yeah, and like the feeling of my heart is just, there's such a connection now. I don't know how long I'm gonna get to have this, but oops.
Well, what I'd like to suggest to you and to all of us, that we only get a certain amount of time with our animals or our family or our friends, feel that feeling in your heart and know that when she's no longer there in the physical, that she'll always be in your heart. When we go from that place, like you are now, Linda, from a place of deep appreciation of having her here, that will strengthen. And even when she crosses over, crosses the rainbow bridge, as they say in Hawaii, when she changes addresses, that feeling in your heart will get stronger if you feel that appreciation as you are now. And just, she's deepening. I've never seen her have this connection like this with you before.
Yeah, it's a hard time in her life, but it's sweet.
Yes.
You know, there's no longer, I'm not worrying about training her or controlling her or whatever. It's just like being with her and just loving her and feeling her.
And that's so beautiful for all of us, because at some stage, I mean, this is, you know, life, if we get to live to the end of it. And that feeling, I had a friend 2 days ago whose husband could no longer walk, but she could be with him. He's gone through years of heart issues. And just with you, with this dog, because I've known you a long time with her now, and this beautiful way that you're being with her, Nancy, I've never seen before.
Oh, well, it's different for me too. It's like, it's almost like a spiritual connection that I feel is like a bonding. Like, it's really hard for me to put it into words. Sometimes I feel like what I hear you say, Linda, and it's hard for my mind to understand it, but
you're feeling it, right?
I'm feeling it.
I love this dog.
That's so nice. And this is what I want to encourage us to feel at about this precious body that each one of us has. And I believe that our dogs and our kitties and even those chipmunks out there, they can bring us to a place of appreciation and appreciating this vehicle. And I believe that's what this COVID-19, that's the gift it has to us, to bring us inside. And let's just take this few moments and just go down our, let's go down our bodies with this appreciation, what we call the body gratitude touches. Just start, yeah, and you know, it might be harder for you, Fairy, to do this. I don't know if it's okay for a guy to have gratitude toward the body. We can use gratitude in place of love, because that's not so easy for most of us, you know, or not for many. It took me years before I could even use that word love. That was not something. And that's not because of my parents. They were amazingly loving, but it was because of, yeah, who knows what because. Anyway. Go to a place of appreciating and know that that can morph into deep, deep connection. Gratitude for these bodies that we have. Wow. No matter what they look like, what they're painful. Donna Shagru, I'm so grateful for you in our lives and all the sharing that you do and the fact that you can have this attitude and go down your body where you can't reach. Don't worry, just do it energetically in the air. Let's do the other side and just outline this vehicle for this 100 trillion cells. Let's go to the science thing. 100 trillion cells that, my gosh, they know their job in the body. They know what to do. They know their connections. They have a communication between the cells. This is what we're talking about, this 1 1/4 circle, not activating. And it's really not activating. It's like recognizing that communication between the cells, that communication that is connected, that has, is, how would we say it? It's orchestrated by that cellular wisdom, that creative force of the universe that is responsible for all this that we see. And let's end with a heart hug and send it in gratitude into this body, into this 100 trillion cells. And whenever in this week between us, when you have any pain in your body or any place, celebrate that and say, I can talk to you. Let's see. Let's get this conversation going. Let's get this connection going. Wow. It's like the wow factor. And some of you asked me on Sunday that said you're interested in the beamer because I couldn't be like this without it. If you could, some of you, one of you said, I didn't get your name, so I'd like to send you the information. I've sent it to some people, but I'd like to, I want to have a, as soon as Kirsten gets back, a Zoom session so we can talk about it and what it can do and what your choices are with it. So how can we, maybe, if you're interested, could you just take a moment again and put at the bottom, put your name and your email, because I didn't have everybody's emails. If you can do your name and your email, and I'll just send you some of this information and tell you what it's done for us. And let's see. I haven't forgotten you at all, Ruby. I'm going to send you some more information because I know you've already got yours, but I'll send you more stuff you can read. Really helpful about the research. I'm just going to check. Judy, any other questions? Yes.
This is Ruby. Maybe you don't want to answer this here, but is it odd when I try to do a 20-minute session during the day, it doesn't work, but at night I can do my all-nighter one?
Oh, the all-night is different. That's why.
Yes. Yeah, but I can't, the 20-minute session isn't coming on.
Oh, I'll face you after and show you. I'll FaceTime with you.
Okay.
And show you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Victoria, do you have, as soon as we get off, I'll call you. Victoria, do you have a question? I saw your hand go, or? You're looking for your unmute button.
Linda, I don't see any other questions in the chat. I mean, there's information in there, but I don't see any other questions.
Okay, great. Good. I just saw Victoria move and it wasn't. Super. What I'd like to leave you with is just the prayer that we put out that you all stay safe, that we take this time. Let's just to put one hand over the other on your heart, on your chest. And really what we're doing with this 1 1/4 circles and the smile, we're putting our bodies into that heart coherence, that state in which our immune systems function ideally. And when we do this and come from a place of gratitude, this just boosts that energy level in all of ourselves. And this gratitude brings us it up. It raises the vibrational rate of ourselves. All this stuff you're doing with the yoga, with all of our means of gratitude. All of the beautiful awareness that we do with the Feldenkrais work, all of this is bringing us to a new level of appreciation. And when we reach out and we recognize our connection and our oneness to this amazing creative energy, divine spirit within, and our connection to nature, that we're putting this positive energy out into the world. We are affecting the world. And what we focus on is what we get. So if we can focus on the world we'd like to see, and it's not like we totally ignore the rest, but we put our focus where we want with the attitudes and the gratitude in the world we want to see, and know that we can make a difference, each one of us, just from what we think. So thank you so much for being here. Spending this time. Aloha. I don't want to close down. I love to see your shining faces. It's hard to see you all. I see you all. I just like to look at everyone. Beautiful. Sleep well for those of you to the east of us, and have a great day, rest of the day, for those of you in North America. Aloha.
All right, take care, Linda.